I'm Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. People in the prison system are 10 times more likely to have hepatitis C than someone in the general population. But several lawsuits in states across the country allege that prisons and jails often have inadequate testing and treatment options for inmates. Earlier this month, in response to one such lawsuit, the Connecticut Department of Corrections announced it would hire 30 people to start screening all inmates for hepatitis C. But the hepatitis C rate among incarcerated people has been holding steady for some time at 13%. And advocates are saying this goes beyond prison walls.
It's not just an issue for individuals who are incarcerated. It's actually a public health issue because the vast majority of individuals who are incarcerated will be released back to the community.
That's Amy Bryan, director of the MacArthur Justice Center in Missouri. We'll have more with her coming up. But first, we turn to Anne Spaulding, a professor and researcher at Emory University School of Public Health who studied hepatitis C at the national level.
From my estimations, about 13.5% of people in jails and prisons currently have an ongoing infection with hepatitis C.
And is that higher than it has been in the past?
This represents pretty much of a plateau. There was an increase, there was a bit of a decrease, but it has not continued to decrease from what we can tell. We've done periodic surveys of various prison systems around the country, and we're about to embark on a third round of surveys. The last time we did a survey, declines that we were seeing were just starting to plateau, perhaps reflecting the opioid crisis that for everyone who left and was replaced by somebody without an infection, there was also somebody who came in who had an infection, perhaps from the new wave of injection drug abuse associated with the opioid epidemic.
Is hepatitis C top priority for prison health officials from your research? Are they looking for this at the intake when folks are being processed to come into the system, or are they testing for this when folks are already in the system?
It varies state by state. So about half the states that have no data on regular 100% screening of the population. There's some states that only will screen people who disclose risk factors, in which case the majority of the cases will not be found. But there are some states that test everybody coming in. Is this a high priority? Yes. If you are running a jail, however, you may want to be focusing on interventions that have the greatest bang for the buck. So hepatitis C is an issue that takes years to become manifest and cause liver failure, need for liver transplantation, liver cancer. It's a slow-moving problem.
And are there states that have gotten this right? And when I say right, I mean, are there states that are making more progress? Because I know you said it's a state-by-state situation. Are there states that are making more progress on this than perhaps other states?
I've been impressed by what I've heard about some states, especially the state of Washington, has been aggressive about letting people have access to testing and treatment. Also, I've been very impressed by California, that they have been treating many people and they basically have the resources allotted to them to be quite aggressive. I'm very excited about Louisiana's new model of testing and treating. Now, that's not all up and running yet, but the Netflix model that they have for their state Medicaid, along with relying on the critical access hospital to bring costs for drugs down in the prison, I think is going to help that state make a lot of headway on the hepatitis C epidemic.
Anne Spaulding is a professor at Emory University's School of Public Health. Anne, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share.
And now we turn to Missouri, where inmates are demanding emergency relief for hepatitis C as they wait for a lawsuit to run its course. Earlier this month, the American Civil Liberties Union and the MacArthur Justice Center of Missouri asked a judge for expedited treatment because right now, inmates may have to wait a year for their lawsuit against the state's Department of Corrections to go to trial. Amy Bryan is a staff attorney and director of the MacArthur Justice Center in St. Louis.
In Missouri, there are between 4,000 and 4,500 individuals who are in the Department of Correction custody and have chronic hepatitis C. That number obviously fluctuates on a weekly basis as the prison population does.
Are inmates, as they come into the system, are they screened for hepatitis C or not? And if not, what is the impact of that?
When individuals come to the Missouri Department of Corrections, they are screened for hepatitis C. However, that screening is not accurate, not complete. So they are assessed for certain risk factors. And then if those risk factors are present, then they will do a certain test, which will indicate whether they have hepatitis C antibodies in their blood. But that test that is administered doesn't distinguish between an active and a chronic infection.
What does treatment for hepatitis C look like? How much does it cost? And how is it administered?
So prior to 2013, the treatment for hepatitis C was really, really painful, time-consuming, and largely ineffective, especially for African-American populations. But starting in 2013, there was a development of what are called direct-acting antiviral drugs, or DAAs, which have near 100% cure rates. And although they were relatively expensive when they were first released in 2013 and 2014, the price has since dropped to between $13,000 to $20,000 for a complete therapy regimen, which might last between 8 to 12 weeks.
So are inmates getting treatment? And if not, why are prison authorities not administering it, particularly if the price has dropped?
Some inmates are getting treatment in prison in Missouri. However, they're not treating everyone. So in January 2015, Missouri was treating fewer than 0.5% of the known population with chronic hepatitis C. That has since increased. And the last numbers we were given indicate that they treat less than 5% of the individuals with chronic hepatitis C. Their explanation for the rate at which they are treating or really not treating people is that they are prioritizing individuals and treating the sickest first. But they're treating at an incredibly slow rate. And in the meantime, individuals are getting sicker and their liver scarring is progressing to cirrhosis and they are developing liver cancer and in some instances dying because they're not being provided treatment when they ought to be.
We understand there's a lawsuit against the prison system there, and there's a push for expedited treatment for hepatitis C. Where does that stand?
We actually had a preliminary injunction hearing in federal court here in Missouri where we presented evidence and asked the court to grant this emergency relief while the case is being litigated, and that motion for preliminary injunction was taken under advisement, which means the judge is considering it, and we expect a ruling by early October.
And it's really just, is this a question of awareness or just negligence at this point?
It's definitely more than negligence. It's what we in the legal field call deliberate indifference. In other words, the Missouri Department of Corrections and its private health care provider, Chryzen Health, have known for some time that there is life-saving treatment for chronic hepatitis C and that if they do not provide that treatment, people will get very sick and die. It will cause irreversible damage even to those who do survive. And yet, despite knowing that, they have disregarded that risk and failed to treat the vast majority of individuals living with this infection in Missouri prisons. So it's more than negligence, for sure.
Amy Bryan is the Missouri director of the MacArthur Justice Center. Amy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.